mixed signals, mixed holiday signals from some retail chain stores.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. This morning, wholesaler Costco reported stores open at least a year saw a 9% rise in December sales. But fashion chain Limited Brands saw its sales drop by 2% year over year. It's a tough stretch for retailers. It's probably going to go on for a while, Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Here's the thing. Even if Americans are starting to buy more stuff, they haven't gone back to their old spendy ways. Emmanuel Weintraub is a retail consultant. He says they probably won't start anytime soon.
There is an insufficient amount of consumer credit availability and spending availability to support the number of retail outlets that exist.
He says companies will have to close some of their stores or shrink them to get more in line with what he calls the new normal. And then there are the stores that might go out of business altogether. Wayne Hood follows the retail sector for BMO Capital Markets. He says some companies would have gone out of business ages ago, but banks keep giving them credit. He mentioned places like Sears and the discount clothing store Bon-Ton.
You know, others as well. Well, here we are a year later, and once again, they've survived.
He says some of those stores could get bought by bigger, more cash-rich competitors, but some of them will just go the way of last year's fashions and disappear. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
All right, let's check the numbers. Markets in Europe are off about 1%, maybe a little less. Asian shares closed mostly lower today. China's central bank raised a key interest rate for the first time in 5 months, an indication it's worried about inflation. And the Chinese benchmark was down nearly 2% today. Wall Street, not much there yesterday. The NASDAQ lost about 0.3%. The S&P and Dow added just a tiny fraction of 1%, the Dow closing at 10,573, and futures looking down as well today. We're set to get first-time jobless claims numbers later this morning. A lot of folks will use those numbers in tomorrow's big Labor Department report to gauge the pace of the economic recovery. Employment may be a key, but there are other factors to look at as well when forecasting the economy in 2010. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us this morning to give us his take on how the year will fare. Happy New Year, Bob.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Steve.
So put on your soothsayer's cap and tell us what you think is going to happen to the economy this year.
Ah, well, if I knew that, I'd be a very wealthy man. What I can tell you is the recovery is not likely to be as vigorous as we normally get. Over the last three decades, the typical recession was brought on by the Fed, fighting inflation but overshooting and raising rates too high. So all the Fed needed to do was reverse course and the economy would expand. But this time, because the Great Recession of 2009 came when the housing bubble popped, the damage to the economy has been much more severe. With a housing glut, for example, home prices are unlikely to recover for years.
Yeah, but factory orders are up and the stock market is up, so maybe a boom this year?
Well, possibly. But remember, Steve, this economy is still on steroids. Short-term interest rates are low. The Fed is still buying up lots of debt, including mortgage-backed securities. And the fiscal stimulus still hasn't even peaked. The real question is what happens when the Fed tightens and the stimulus ends. And to tell you the truth, my biggest worry is aggregate demand. Consumers are still traumatized. Boomers have to start saving for retirement big time. Firms won't even be making major investments if they're worried about who's going to buy the stuff they produce. Most of all, one out of five Americans is unemployed or underemployed.
Yeah, that's the sticking point, of course, is jobs. I mean, when do you think we're going to see some major job growth in this country?
Not until the end of this year, but we have a very long way to go, given the economy now has 7 million fewer jobs than it did 2 years ago, along with an additional 2 million people who have wanted to join the labor force but never got in. So even when we're back to 200,000 net new jobs a month, which would be a normal, solid recovery, it's going to take years to shrink this mountain of unemployed.
And so what does a government do, Bob? I mean, less involvement, more involvement by Uncle Sam? Where's Uncle Sam in all of this?
Well, there's a great ideological debate right now, but it's really a matter of timing. If the stimulus ends and the Fed tightens too soon, we could be back in recession. But if they go on too long, we face inflation for the foreseeable future. But the biggest danger, in my view, is a fallback into recession. So hopefully the stimulus will keep going and the Fed will keep a loose rein.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, current professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
Well, the Alabama Crimson Tide and Texas Longhorns take to the field tonight. We're going to find out which college football team is the best in the nation. At least the best is determined by the bowl championship series. The BCS system has been criticized for shutting out smaller schools with strong teams. But now fans are really lobbying for a playoff. Brett Neely has more.
Some college football fans will see this ad during Thursday's game. It shows players from Boise State and Texas Christian University. Both had perfect records this year. The ad asks why neither team could play in the championship. For years, fans have been lobbying for a college football playoff system. Now, they're actually lobbying.
Playoff PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's right. A political action committee is raising money to support candidates who will dismantle the current BCS system. Bryson Morgan is the group's treasurer. He says only Congress, which held hearings about the BCS system last year, can help.
The way Washington works, unfortunately, is that oftentimes you're not heard on Capitol Hill unless you have a little bit of money to back that up.
It's not just team spirit that's motivating playoff PAC. A playoff system could mean millions in ticket sales and TV rights for lesser-known schools, says Alan Sanderson at the University of Chicago.
It's all about how can we get our nose under the tent, too, to get some of the spoils.
Bill Hancock is the executive director of the BCS.
We know there's opposition from a few minority groups, but the majority favors what we're doing, and we're going to continue.
Hancock says Congress probably has more important things to deal with. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Finally, scientists at Imperial College in Britain are researching a new synthetic non-alcoholic drink. It'll give you a mild buzz, but no hangover. They're also trying to develop an antidote that would sober you up fast. The group is headed up by the former British drug czar who was canned from his job for criticizing his government for the way it classified some illegal drugs. That could be a problem for him, since the concoctions would likely need drug classification from the government. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.